The university has today entered an agreement with Gopher basketball coach Clem Haskins. Under the terms of the agreement, both parties have agreed that a new head coach of the Gopher men's basketball program should be appointed. Further, the university will pay Coach Haskins approximately $1.5 million pursuant to the terms of his contract. Vice President McKinley Boston and Men's Athletic Director Mark Deanhart will begin the search for either an interim or a permanent coach immediately. We have reached this agreement with Clem Haskins because we have concluded that, for the good of the men's basketball program and the university, a change in the management of the program, is necessary. We have received interim reports from our investigators. In my judgment, in the judgment of our investigators, it is extremely likely that there will be numerous findings of academic fraud, primarily or entirely connected to the writing of papers for students. So that's the first point and the predicate for what follows. Second, and despite all the attention that this has been given, despite the speculation, the accusation, our investigators have identified no evidence that links Coach Haskins with the incidents of academic misconduct now under review, or evidence that his public denials are untrue. That is, there is some circumstantial evidence. There are people who assert that the coach knew, but when it comes to direct provable evidence today, maybe not for all time, but for today, that evidence does not exist. In the light of this situation, I felt, it was my decision, that two things flowed from that. First, that as a matter of decency and fairness to the coach, we should honor his contract. And there's been a lot of speculation about this contract, most of it wrong. I choose to teach contracts. And what I would say is, it is the judgment of our attorneys, in which I concur, that under any Minnesota definition of good or just cause, whether in this contract or any other contract, following the traditional definition, at this time with this evidence, there is no just cause for the dismissal of the coach. My concerns, however, and the coach, I think, ultimately felt that it was the better course for the university, despite his desire to continue coaching, is that it is clear that public confidence in the academic integrity of the university has been eroded significantly by the allegations. And it is clear that on his watch, substantial, numerous violations of our academic conduct code occurred. In light of all that, and in light, in my judgment, of the need to move our graduation rate up further, we thought it's time for a management change, a change in leadership. And that's what is accomplished by the signing of these documents today. And there's been a lot of speculation, and I think we have a handout here from the Chronicle of Higher Education. And I would just add that you'll see when you read this article that we face a national crisis in basketball in terms of graduation rates. The national average is 41%, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education. These statistics, not for the 1980s, but for the most recent 4 years, are around 36% for the last 4 years. But it's clear we have a national problem. It's also clear that I specifically, and many of my Big Ten presidential colleagues, fully endorsed the idea of freshmen on the men's basketball team being ineligible to play, as a way of allowing them to plant their feet on the ground. It's important to note today that Coach Haskins has established an enviable record as Gopher head coach. His achievements have led him to be recognized as the College Coach of the Year. He has provided many great moments for the people of Minnesota. and he has contributed significantly to the community. He's communicated to his players that he works hard, that you play hard, and you should behave in honorable ways. And of course, he's legendary for his commitment to Mrs. Haskins, Yvette, and their children. So what I'm saying today is I think this is the move that is needed to restore confidence. It's needed, I think, to move ahead and put this unfortunate episode behind us. It's a reasonable accommodation of the interest that many of the allegations that have been made directly linking Coach Haskins to these to this academic misconduct, as of today, have not been proven. And obviously, Mr. Newby's failure to testify is a major blow to our ability to investigate this case. But on the whole, we're grateful for his 13 years of service. We wish him well. We wish him health. We wish his family well. And at this time, I'd like to turn...